is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey, good morning, you. 705, 40 degrees right now in a clear sky, waking you up on a Tuesday, October 8th edition. Thank you for waking up with us. And as promised, talking with our good friends, Wilkin Soil and Water, Beatrice, this morning to talk with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it been? I'd say it's been, I think it was the field day the last time you and I talked in July.
Yes, it was in July. Everything's been going pretty well. Still, you know, getting my way around the county.
Yeah.
So.
Getting to know everybody. And they're getting to know you.
Slowly but surely.
All right. You have got quite a list of things coming up here. I'm just going to let you dig into that. What's happening?
You know, the soil and water, we're always pretty busy. Lately, we've been doing some different types of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So we had fifth grade conservation day. The Wilkin Soil and Water hosted the 33rd annual fifth grade conservation day at the Jacobo Park on September 12th with three local schools in attendance, Rosse, St. Mary's, and Breckenridge. It was a very exciting day. We had six stations with various volunteers presenting on different environmental topics. We had Edwin Cope, a Minnesota DNR forester, and he discussed forestry. Scott Schroeder from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency talked about the water quality and biological invertebrates. Minnesota DNR Conservation Officer Ryan Brown spoke about wildlife conservation. And the Chinkapa Zoo staff spoke about endangered wildlife, and we got to all meet Luke, the African crested porcupine. And then, of course, our district employees and local NRCS staff hosted Prairie Bingo and Soils Jeopardy, testing the students' knowledge of soils and prairies.
Kids always have a good time with that.
Honestly, I know in years past.
Yeah, and it's fun for you, too. You can be a kid again.
Yes. Right. I love testing them and seeing how much they learned. And yeah. After each session, I go ask each kid, oh, what did you learn today?
And they pick up a lot, too, like sponges.
Sometimes they'd learn that they really like Rice Krispies, which is what we, gave away for snacks. So
good choice. Yeah, I would love that, too. What else is happening?
So I just want to give a shout out to our wonderful district administrator, Brenda Konzemius. She was the one who set that all up for us. She's also the one who got the opportunity to help with Junior Envirothon. So this year's Junior Envirothon was hosted at Detroit Mountain in Detroit Lakes last week on October 2nd. We had nine schools participating, having 37 teams of 6th through 8th graders. The students went through five stations, including Sustainable Future in Minnesota, Wildlife, Soils, Forestry, and Aquatics. They were given a short presentation and were tested on their skills. Each group of students did well in portraying their knowledge of the environment, but the top three scores were from Waubun, Lake Park, Audubon, and Detroit Lake Schools.
Okay. The top three, the top tier.
Yep, those are the top schools. And then looking towards the end of this month, you know, at the Soil and Water, we're always super busy. We're out in the field and everything, but we get the opportunity to go get some training in. So our office will be closed October 29th through 31st. Again, we really appreciate you guys letting us close our doors because all of us are heading to Bowser Academy, a training in Brainerd, Minnesota, hosted by the Minnesota Board of Water and Natural Resources. Kim, our resource specialist, has the opportunity to teach a few classes, while the rest of us get to attend several courses that touch on a variety of topics relevant to the conservation world, including classes that touch on district capacity, programs, emerging subjects, outreach, and basic and advanced technical skills.
Is this your first one of the? It is, isn't
this
it?
This is my first one.
Okay, so you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, we're really excited with three out of six of us, you know, being kind of under 1 year at the office. It's really exciting to be able to get out, speak with other Soil and Water Conservation District employees and, you know, get some top-tier training.
Right. And that makes it fun, too. Kind of breaks things up.
Yeah, especially with right now, we've been, you know, Patrick's been super busy on the field along with Taylor and Eric. And, you know, Kim and Taylor have also been working on some soil assessments. It's been so busy. It'd be kind of nice to get out of the office, get out of town, get some training.
Good way to bond, too, as a staff, you know, doing that kind of thing together.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What else you got?
That is, you know, we've been really busy over at the office, so just a lot of outreach activities, and, you know, that has been a lot of been what's on our plate.
Mm-hmm. This has been kind of crazy for you since you started. It's been almost constant.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. I'm constantly learning, and I really appreciate everyone's, you know, patience with me. They come into the office, and they're kind of like, who's this new girl?
But obviously, you can answer all their questions.
I can point them in the direction of someone who can.
Absolutely. That's what I always say. If I can't answer it, I'll find someone who can.
Yes.
Beatrice, thanks so much for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great month. We'll talk again in November, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
710, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company. We're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business. Relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer, you're part of our family.
Apple Tree Court in Breckenridge is a 20-unit income-based HUD housing complex for seniors 62 and older. Hi, this is Jalen Doman. We are here to meet your needs by providing socialization and privacy in a secure environment. The facility is located in a friendly residential neighborhood. For more information, contact Jalen Doman at 643-04.